Good morning. We'd like to welcome everyone to the study session for the Mason City Council for Thursday, December 10th, 2009. We will begin with agenda item number one, which is a review of the agenda for this next Monday's City Council meeting. We'd like to excuse Councilmember Higgins, who's running a bit late, and apparently Vice Mayor Jones is running a bit late, too, so I assume he'll be here.
You're going to miss the whole thing?
Yeah. I could say something, but I'm not going to. Page two. Page three. Page four. Page five. Page six. Councilmember Fenter.
Thanks. I'd like to take 6B off the consent agenda, and then between now and Monday's meetings, if I can, I need to gather some more information. So thank you, sir.
Are we in a position to gather that now?
You can ask the question. That's what we're here for.
Can we ask a few questions? Now, it'd be great.
Yeah, you can do that. I don't know where you're looking.
We have staff ceremoniously walk up and sit
waiting,
down.
Yeah, well.
Okay, 6B.
We can do the ceremonial walking up if you'd like.
Mr. Brady, why don't we start this?
Yeah, let's just 6B. Talk. Well, we couldn't talk about 6B. And I, council, every year out at the facility, at the stadium as well as the spring training, the Fitch Park facilities, we have a variety of different improvements that we engage in to keep the improvements up to date. Over the years, we've done issues with the seating, with the shading, with the clubhouse, with the flooring. This year, after having, or in the past couple years, we've been looking at a variety of different improvements that are scheduled that need to be put in place. The batting cages certainly have risen to the top of that list. And we've noticed in our tour of other facilities, the trend really is today that the batting cages have become more than just a screened-in area for batting practice. It really, they have now, I think $100,000 pieces of equipment that can throw different pitches at the batters. They have video cameras. They have many different cameras. So it is now needing that those batting cages now become an enclosed area so that it can protect the equipment from the heat, from the rain, from the elements. We have not really been able to currently have the standard number of batting cages that you see at other stadiums or other facilities, spring training facilities. So we had identified this as one of the many types of improvements that need to be done for our spring training facility. Our goal here certainly is that we are in the spring training business. We have facilities that we've invested in over many years and to keep the facility up for spring training. Obviously, the timing of this with our discussions with the Cubs obviously brings us probably further to light. Frankly, the way we're looking at this, we have an asset that is specifically made for spring training, whether it's the Cubs or any other team. We believe that these are types of improvements that are necessary for us to continue to be competitive in providing for the infrastructure needed for spring training. So adding these additional enclosed cages are important. Again, it allows for the technology that they use to be put in place and to be protected. We will not be purchasing the camera, the technological equipment. That will be purchased by the Major League Baseball team, whether it's the Cubs or anyone else in the future, but we are providing the slab with the enclosures, the shading, the screening, the metal enclosures, structures for the batting cages. So that's why this item is brought to you today. It's being brought to you a little bit differently because we're trying to meet our commitment to have this open and available for spring training for February. Because we don't have any additional council meetings after the 14th, until the new year, that would put us behind. So what we're seeking for is an upper limit of not to exceed. We believe the amount will be less than this, but in order for us to proceed and get your approval, We've identified this amount. One of the things that we will do is be aware of that the spring training operations, where we budget for that is in the enterprise fund, not the general fund. So when we talk about taking it out of contingency, it takes it out of the enterprise contingency. And one of the things that we'll also do is, because this is obviously a benefit for multiple years, we haven't done this, but we probably will be approaching the civic club that's out there, and maybe ask them to assist us in maybe getting some contributions, even if it's over a couple year period, to help offset some of this cost. So if there's any other questions.
Just for some clarification, when you say it's from the enterprise fund contingency rather than the general fund, just what does that mean so everyone understands?
The enterprise fund would include those operations that are funded by fees or rates or ticket sales in this case. So it could be there's a variety of different operations that fall within that. It could be everything from the utility funds, the golf fund, in this case, the
Stadium. This is not derived from sales tax, which this is not being diverted from one general program to this. This is a self-contained fund for operations that are not public service type operations.
And it will allow us to carry this recognition of this cost. We can be able to recover this cost over multiple years also. The enterprise fund will allow us to do that too.
Okay. Councilmember Richards.
What's the current balance of that fund, and specifically what's the name of it?
Well, it's referred to as the enterprise fund, which includes, again, all the utilities. It includes including
solid
waste.
That's a single pot.
What's that?
That's a single pot.
We treat it as a single fund.
Even though that there's specific allocations.
Then inside there we have different operations, businesses within that. That's correct.
Okay. I don't have as much problem with the expenditure. And upgrading our spring training facilities is a good thing no matter what team is there. I think the thing that I'm feeling uncomfortable about is this process. You know, it's a little like we like our renters. They just called in the middle of the night and they have a plumbing problem. So you know it's going to be bad and you know it's going to be expensive. And I'm just feeling that we need to go through a more conventional contracting process. It seems like over the last little while things have been coming to us late in the game, rush decisions, we got to do this quick. We need as a city to not do that. We need to be more methodical. And if this has been in the works, we should have known that it's been coming for a while. And so to come and to have a maximum ceiling that every contractor is going to deal with and not bidding it, I just don't feel comfortable with this.
Any other comments, questions? Councilman Fenter.
Speaking of the enterprise fund, it was reported in the paper, contingency fund. Are we saying the same words?
Yeah, the enterprise fund has a contingency fund included in it. A fund balance is probably the better term to use.
So, Mayor, I'll probably have a lot of lengthy questions on the criteria we use on these contingency funds, how they're done. I remember those were pretty sacred about a few months ago, so I'm just trying to figure out how that all works. So I don't want to waste the time here, but I'll definitely look into it.
That's what we're here for. So
yeah. I'll take my opportunity with the city manager. So thanks.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think I'm just going to ask that we bid this like we normally do in a contracting process instead of giving us authorization such as it.
Ms. Hewning, would you
explain
the consequences of that process?
Good morning, Mayor. Good morning. Councilmember Richens. When you talk about a standard bid process, this is what we're doing here is a standard construction process that we use called alternative delivery under the Arizona Revised Statutes Title 34, and we will follow that exact process. I have to. We're a government entity. We have to follow those requirements. And we're going to be using the construction manager at risk, which we've used on a number of other contracts. And we go through that process through a competitive selection. It's just that the proposals are due on the same day as the council meeting, the 14th. And then we are in the process then of setting the price, and we'll take the contract to the city manager. We've set not to exceed for this because of the timing.
But we could share with the council that day what the amount is. We just wouldn't have time to post it on the agenda.
Unless you want to come back and have a special meeting.
Yes, we could do that the following Thursday on the 17th, if you'd like. We could do that. We could just delay this to the 17th, which is the Thursday.
I mean the choice that, as I understand it, the idea is that we need to move ahead with this, get a bid in, and approve this so that we can get it built by the time that that people show up for training. And so that's why timing is important. Now the question is whether we give a not to exceed authority or whether we come back. The difference is that we'd have to come back for a special meeting.
Yes.
Are we already planning a study session for the 17th?
Yes. No,
we
yes.
were?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I would feel a lot more comfortable with that. We've built up a lot of goodwill with this, with our taxpaying citizens, and we need to be as open and transparent and methodical in all of our decision-making as we can. So I would feel a lot more comfortable. I would feel fine doing it in a special council meeting.
So let me ask you this. So the bids are due
on the 14th.
The proposals the due the 14th.
Proposals due the 14th. The decision will be made that day?
Yes, it will.
Okay, so that gives us time to post and to get it on the agenda
for
the 17th.
Yeah. Could be. You'd have time?
I believe so. I'll go back and
double check. So by Tuesday, as long as
there's a few things.
24 hours?
24, so we will post the agenda Tuesday afternoon.
Okay. Yeah. We should be able to.
And if we post it Tuesday afternoon at 5 o'clock for a Thursday morning meeting.
Okay.
Yep, that's
then we're fine.
We should do it.
And if something comes up and we're delayed, then we'll probably need to have a Friday special meeting. If that's the choice.
Yes, and the one thing to know on this particular contract, one of the things that's time critical is the shade structure itself is metal. It's a standing seam roof, and we need somewhere between 4 and 6 weeks just to get that delivered. So we're really kind of working on a delivery time schedule as well, which is
okay. Mayor, I just wanted to thank you for that explanation, because we do use construction manager at risk quite often on projects, and I didn't know that. I don't know that the public understood how we do this, that because it seems like as you read articles or even some agenda items, sometimes it's like, wait a minute, you know, what's going on here? Because it seems like, okay, let's just shove this through. And this is how fraud starts to happen, and bid rigging and favoritism, and we want to avoid those appearances at all costs. And
those are words I prefer not to hear in a city council meeting.
Me too. Me too. That's why I want this to be transparent as possible. Thank you.
Yeah. Councilmember Richens, I just so you know, we have to follow Title 34 of the State Procurement Code. And
well, even if we didn't have to.
And
let's put it this way. Even if we didn't have to, we would.
We would.
Because that's the best way of doing it. So,
and this doesn't go anywhere around it. All this was saying is
we're
going to get the low bids, and then because we ran out of council time.
Well, we understand that. I mean, this was an attempt to try and make it basically easy on us to not have to worry about a special meeting. And I understand the intent, and I don't disagree with the intent. And, my question is, if this were a sewer line, would we be having the same discussion? Maybe
if it was an emergency repair, we may do it.
We would.
Yeah. I mean, that's the reality. But we have to be sensitive to the fact. I mean, that's not
I've never heard of that. Any emergency batting cages. So.
But it's not emergency.
It's not an emergency.
No, this isn't an emergency. No, this isn't an emergency. I mean, let's not create a misinformation here. The only reason this comes up this way is because of the timing and wanting to begin construction. And since we don't have a meeting formally between December 14th and January 11th.
Remember, Mayor and Council, we're compressing the council meetings this month. We don't have a third week meeting. This is the second.
If we had a meeting on the 21st, we wouldn't be having this discussion.
We wouldn't be having this.
So I understand where staff's coming from on this, and I don't think there's anything nefarious going on. I think if we decide as a council that we want to follow that, and I don't think that that's bad advice, then we just need to be aware that we're going to have a special meeting on either the 17th or some other day. We may be back on the 21st if that's what the council decides. And there's no change in the bid procedure. There's no change in anything else. It's simply a matter of trying to accommodate us. So as in, no good deed goes unpunished. Thank you very much. Well, let me ask, is there any other Councilmember Richens has put something out on the table? What's the sentiment of the council? Councilmember Higgins.
I am not opposed to a special meeting.
Are you not opposed, but are you in favor of?
Sure, why not? I see no reason why not. I mean, we're here anyway. It's not a big deal. So let's go ahead and do it. Sure.
Other? No big deals. Fine. Okay, let's pull item 6B off the agenda. Let's go through the normal process. We'll restate it, and we'll post it and plan on a special meeting on the 17th to approve the contract.
Thank you.
Okay.
And 2 days after that.
Yeah.
No.
3 days is fine. Yeah.
Anything else on page six? Anything else on page seven? Page eight? Okay. Your reports on meetings and conferences attended. Oh.
Can we go back to
page eight?
Sure. Just one quick question
for Mr. Sheffield, please. That's a surprise, I'm sure, but on 8B, it talked about in the information we had about a $50 a year continuing fee. What was the thought process behind that? And by the way, while they're looking at that, I'm just glad to see this thing going and great work that's been done. But it just kind of stands out. I was hoping that a one-time fee and then we keep going, but it's not a deal breaker by any means. I'm just curious.
Mr. Quiddens will help me on this one.
Mayor, council member, I wasn't involved in that particular conversation, but through the questions that I asked along the way, they were comparing it to the other fees that are related to licenses and permits. Sales tax, I believe, is an initial $50 fee, as well as several others.
Yeah, Mayor and Council, recall that the areas outside the Lehigh sub-area require that there is a registration, and they're required, and that requires for staff to go out to the site to inspect it to make sure it's in compliance. So this is to recover those costs.
Okay, I got the initial fee. I was really good with that, I realized. But the ongoing fee, what are they getting for that $50 fee to
our staff
just have that in place?
Our staff continue to go out there and monitor.
So every well year somebody will go out and
sure
reevaluate?
As well as the renewal process.
Yeah. Okay.
I appreciate that.
And they count the chickens every year. Or the sheep. You know how you count sheep, don't you? I learned this as an auditor. Count the legs and divide by four, right? What? I'm sorry? Okay. All right. Meetings and conferences attended. Councilman Kavanaugh.
Mayor, Tuesday I had the privilege to go to Banner Cardin Children's Hospital to deliver almost 300 toys that the city staff and the community got together for the kids at the center. We were greeted by the CEO there and the staff and a whole bunch of kids. And Santa was there as well, who was an imposing figure. And we had a very nice reception by people at the hospital. And I want to thank all the city staff and community members who banded together to make it a success. Last night, several of us attended class number 45 of the Citizen Police Academy, and we'd like to extend our congratulations to the 30 members of that class on their graduation. It's a great program for our community. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Councilmember Summers.
Mayor, you and I were in attendance at another ribbon cutting. In this economy, anytime you're cutting a ribbon to open a new business is a good thing. The CMC Steel of Arizona opened up a steel mill, micro steel mill, a green steel mill in the Mesa Gateway area. It's going to provide upwards of 200 jobs when they're up and running fully. Right now there's 140 positions that have already been filled. So we're very proud to have them in Mesa. And if anybody's interested, tomorrow, the Veterans Day Parade Association will have a dinner at 5 o'clock at Mesa Hilton. So.
Thank you. Vice Mayor.
Yes, sir. Yesterday morning, the Downtown Mesa Association meeting, I thought it would be important to let you all know that one of their items of business was to freeze the 3% automatic increase in fees to members of the downtown area, which after the vote, I thank them that the council really appreciated not being put in that spot again this year. So that's something that the word needs to get out, that they have decided to freeze that 3% increase. So we won't have another council meeting with some interesting discussion pressure on that. Also, yesterday I had the Metro Rail board meeting, executive session, where we selected a new CEO for the Metro Rail. Steve Banner will be coming to us from up in the Portland area, up in that area. So there's going to be some more changes there.
Good. Great. Thank you. Anything else? Mr. Brady.
Yes, Mayor, Council, just a reminder, we do have a council meeting on Monday, December 14th. That, I believe, before that, there will be an Audit and Finance Committee meeting at 3:30. And then on Tuesday, December 15th, we'll have the groundbreaking for Ray Road and Haas Road. That'll be at 9 a.m. at the intersection of Ray and Sossaman Road. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. I entertain a motion to enter an executive session.
So moved. Second.
I have a motion from Councilmember Summer, second by Vice Mayor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. We're now in executive session.